when he came in, y'all, I thought he was like, he was nearly in tears. Oh, like, bless. You know, that she told him he was going to have to give up dairy. Oh. And I said, did you tell her that you have an ice cream addiction? And he said, I don't have an ice cream addiction.
First step is denial.
I just started laughing. I looked at him. I said, that is the most intervention answer that I have ever heard in my life.
That's an addict right there. Yeah.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Easter Monday.
Easter Monday.
Yeah, can you believe it?
No, actually.
Why don't you get us in?
Well, because I don't know what episode.
Okay, you know what? You've had it the last two.
I did, I know.
And I thought I'd give... What?
179?
Yes, you got it. Okay, go. Ready?
Welcome, everybody, to Designer Cornbread Podcast, episode 179.
Hi, guys. That was perfect. That was perfect, Joni. After, like, take five. Whatever. We're having a time. She came on again and scared me with another mask and almost spit my coffee out my nose. Anyway.
My goal right there.
It is. That would really make her the happiest, you guys. Everyone needs a friend like that.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Happy Easter Monday. We've had Easter. We've had Good Friday. How was your time? What did y'all do? How was your Easter?
Well, you know, I was on spring break.
Yes.
And you know that every time there is a break that I get sick. And yep. When we were on last Monday, I was not sick. I had nothing coming. Well, then Wednesday came and I had some allergic reaction. And my face blew up like a balloon.
You're kidding.
You remember when Dana Pennell got poison ivy on her face and we started calling her Jill?
We called her by a totally other name because we didn't recognize her. Yeah.
And she didn't look. Yeah, that was like my whole right eye was swollen shut.
Really?
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, my goodness. And what'd you get into?
Then, I don't know. And then Friday came. I was strung out on Benadryl all Thursday and, you know, all that. So... and then Friday came and I was putting clean sheets on Caleb's bed and I pulled my back out.
Oh no. Y'all, this is an embarrassing time.
Literally comical. I mean, it really, every break. And we went back to school today and I'm somewhat better. It still is painful, but.
I mean, the fact that we have to admit to throwing our back out, like changing sheets or getting in the car.
That's always what it is. You know,
it's never anything good.
It's not ever a good story. It's not, you know, I was ziplining from the top of, you know.
No.
I mean, there's nothing adventurous about it when you pull your back out. It's always, you know, I was picking the soap up in the shower or I was, you know, I don't
Tim
know.
Tim did it once years and years and years. Yeah, years and years and years ago. His back hasn't gone out in quite a while, actually, which is a blessing. But he used to have a little more trouble. But it went out once. He was getting a pie out the oven.
Yeah.
He was just taking a little pie out the oven. And I said, what'd you do? He said, I got my key lime pie out the oven.
Yeah. Ron's back goes out all the time. You know, I mean, he's got the worst back.
But he's got trouble.
Mine does not.
No, mine didn't either.
I mean, I can count on one hand. I just tweaked it. I tweaked it.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, so I was down Friday, Saturday. You know, I mean, it was Easter. Everybody was home. I had all these people come to my house. I mean, pain or not, I just had to push through.
Right. So, you still want to be a part of it. But at least you had some other hands to kind of like carry this to here and there for you a little bit. That's good.
Been down and pick that up. But it really didn't. I had really good range of movement. It didn't hurt to twist at all.
Oh, really?
what hurt was walking. I mean, like when I would walk, like pushing something up or I don't know. So anyway.
You were down in the back. I like saying that phrase.
Down in the back.
She was down in the back, y'all.
Give me my back pills.
I'm gonna need my back pills. Y'all, it's a thing. It's coming.
So I can take my back pills.
It's coming. So y'all just laugh it up, fuzzball. Well, I'm sorry that happened because that is not a fun thing to have happen, especially when you're wanting to have fun and, you know, or just feel good. Just feel good. You just want to feel good.
That's right.
Okay. But you're on the mend and Easter progressed anyway. He rose from the grave anyway.
He did. Yes.
Despite your back.
And I will tell you, pulling my back out sure beats crucifixion. So
that's true. Can't even handle a back pull.
We watched The Passion. And I'm going to tell you, every year, and we do, we watch The Passion every year. And I just, I have tried to fully watch the beating scene, the whipping scene. Yeah. I have yet to not have to close my eyes. Mm-hmm. I just, by the time the crucifixion gets there, I'm like, just let's get it over with for him, you know?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah, the reality of that, it's really, you're right. It's intense.
It is.
It's intense. Yeah. Wow. So you guys do that on Good Friday or do you do it just different times? Just depends.
It whenever. Really time schedule. We used to try to do it on Good Friday.
Yeah.
And then there's just so much, you know, you just try to cram so much into this weekend.
Yeah.
But can I tell you what I really appreciate?
What?
I appreciate these schools that let these kids out for Easter Monday.
Yes.
John Garrett had Easter Monday off. And I just, as a mama, I appreciate that, that my child did not have to leave, you know, in the middle. He didn't have to, you know, eat lunch and run out the door.
Yes.
And
that is a huge thing. It was funny. It was ironic to me when I was in college. I went to Calvin College. It's now Calvin University, but anyway, up in Grand Rapids, and it's a Christian liberal art, you know, it's a Christian school. We didn't get Monday after Easter off. So I couldn't.
We didn't.
And I mean, a lot of people, if you're not from, a lot of people were from the area, you know, Michigan or around. So maybe they could pop home, but you know, it wasn't, I think my parents came up once and we did, I don't know what we did, but yeah, it made it very hard. So, but. Yeah.
So thank you, Mississippi State. I appreciate you throwing in Easter Monday there.
It's nice.
Yeah, it was good. What else was I going to tell you? So, and we did our annual egg smash.
Okay. Explain to anyone who might be new, this ancient and storied tradition.
So y'all, here's how this started. When I was a little girl, I loved to dye my Easter eggs and we would hunt them over and I would beg my mom, but you know, hide them again. And I love to hunt Easter eggs. My boys could give a flying flip about hunting eggs. I mean, really, even when they were young, they did go like the church egg hunts or, you know, whatever, they would participate in that. But as far as us hiding eggs,
that's so funny because my kids all love the boys, the competitive nature came out and man, okay, yeah, that's so interesting. They didn't care.
Cared less.
Okay.
But I still wanted to do the Easter egg tradition. I wanted them to dye them. I wanted, you know, all of this. So finally, I don't know where it came from, how I came up with it. But somewhere in my pea brain, I came up with egg smash. And we go out after we have, you know, we go to church, we have the pictures, we eat the lunch, and then we go outside that afternoon and we play baseball with the Easter eggs. Mm. Not really baseball. We just
batting practice.
Yeah. Batting practice. And they explode all over everywhere.
Oh gosh.
It's so great. And then in recent years, as they have grown up, I started sliding in some raw eggs.
Mm-hmm. You got to do that. You got to do it.
Yeah. So,
so some of them are hard boiled and kind of fly everywhere, but some of them you get a little sticky, who knows what.
Yes.
Okay.
And when you get those and you do the camera in slow-mo, it's great.
That is amazing.
Anyway, so if you have boys that don't really, you know, are not anxious to play hide and seek with the eggs, mm-hmm. or even, you know, even girls get out there and we have a good time, but usually Absolutely. All their friends would come over, and do it. But this year it was just my boys. And,
listen, all the kids have grown up and doing their separate things, and yeah, everyone's, all over the place. So,
yeah. So shank Easter egg or egg smash. Egg smash.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. It's amazing. Well, we had, let's see, same thing. We just had a really good Easter. Trying to think, it feels like a long time ago, but it was just yesterday.
It was just yesterday.
It was literally, just had it yesterday. So Thatch and Avery are in town, which is really, really fun. So we just did church, which was, you know, just, it's just a wonderful time. And they did all the big organ hymns, intros, and they had a brass and they had the, you know, and it just fills your, I don't know, you know, it takes you somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's, it was a wonderful time to celebrate Christ's resurrection and so forth and so on. And then we too came home and got our lunch ready and did our lunch. And then I did something new this year with the eggs. I didn't do an egg smash. That takes a lot of dedication and preparation. But since it was just, I don't think I've done any eggs with the grown, like,
yeah,
them coming home now. I feel like, because I never know. Some are home, some aren't. I mean, it's never all. Anyway, which is fine. But I was like, oh, I said, I'm just going to hide one egg for each of them.
Oh, fun.
There's two eggs out in our yard. And one is for E. You can't have, you know, and we put some, and they had some Chick-fil-A gift card in there. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So they have a nice little, but I was like, there's one egg each. And we sat in the chairs and watched them. Thatcher, of course, went immediately to a hiding spot where it was, like the big brat hole that he is. He just walked over to it and he goes, and I'm like, and it wasn't super hard. The other one was way harder.
Yeah.
But he literally walks over to it. Looks in there. It was in the fire pit, in the under all the branches. Like we had a whole bunch of branches on it. Just that's what. Anyway, he looks down in there, pulls it out, and I'm like, "You brat hole!" And he said, "You got to be in the mind of the hider." And I said, "You and I are too alike. I will remember that for next year, and I will mess with your mind." So anyway, but then it took them a long time to find the next one, so it was.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that was our little version of that. And then we hung out for a little bit. And then crazy thing that I've never done. We were playing cards and doing stuff. And then it was about 7:30, 7:40. And we were trying to figure out if we wanted to play another round of cards or, and Tim was real tired. He was like, I just want to watch a movie. Anyway, next thing I know, Thatch's like, you want to go to a movie? And we're like, I don't know. And I was like, a movie on Easter Sunday. I mean, it's sacrilege. I'm like, what are you?
Not traditional.
That's not traditional. You pagan. Anyway, and we were like, what is there anything even to? And it turns out there was a movie that he really wanted to see and heard was really good, and Avery heard it was good. And it's what was the name of it? Version Project Hail Mary. I know nothing about any movie, but it's a sci-fi with I'm going to get his name, Ryan Gosling. Anyway, Thatcher was like, it's supposed to be very good. Da, da, da. And it was like, so I went to a movie at 8 o'clock at night.
That's awesome.
That right there is a.
And that's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
An Easter miracle.
That's the Easter miracle. I was like, are you guys serious? Yeah. So, I mean, anyway, so I put my hoodie on and anyway, and we went and it was very, and we had to sit like in the second row. Cause I'm like, I'm not sitting in that first row where I got a crick up. He's like, no, it's the second row. It's fine. I'm like. It was all right. It was nice loungy chairs. You know, it was fine. But it was a good movie. Y'all, if you have not, it's called Project Hail Mary. And again, I'm not the movie. I don't go to very many in the theater. I like to go to like the big, you know, big Star Wars or the Lord of the Rings or, you know, something that's going to be like a really, or just with friends on like if we're doing Christmas kickoff or whatever, that's fun to do. But it was a really good movie. It was really interesting. It was funny. It was very funny. It was very different. When I say sci-fi, save the world meets an alien movie, you have a certain thing in your mind. This was not that. It was charming. It wasn't scary, gross alien. There was nothing scary. You know, it's not a horror, anything like that. It was very different and interesting. And he basically has to save. He's a teacher. He's a science teacher. And he ends up having to be an impromptu astronaut and go on this mission that they're not going to come back from. And to save, the sun is going out. And they have to try to do this, or it's in 30 years, we're going to lose like a third of the population.
Relight the sun.
He has to stop it because these things are eating it, these little alien amoeba things. Anyway, so that's kind of the general premise. And then, but it's very different, and it was funny. He was great in it. It was really interesting. So if y'all looking for a good movie, that was fun. So we went to a movie and then got home at who knows when. And then I was up for another couple hours because I had to wind down.
Yeah.
So I watched YouTube videos.
You had a whole late night.
I had a whole late night. Can you even imagine? But it was really fun. You know, again, that's one of the fun. I'm like, sure. I'm like, okay. You know, when you don't have, when you can just kind of do whatever, and that's what everyone wanted to do. I was like, well, all right. I guess so. So that was really fun. And then today, Avery and I had a day together. Thatcher had to work here at the house. He works remote. So he was working, but she had wanted to go to the botanical garden. I know you've never been, and I know you're going to tell me how you've never been.
Never been.
You've never there you go. There you go. Dang it, every time. I'd like to go to the botanical garden.
I'd like to go to the zoo.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So get yourself up here. We'll go. So anyway, she had thought it had been a while since she'd been there because we go to the zoo a lot when she comes in town. Anyway, so she's like, let's do the botanical garden. So we got up a late, you know, leisurely morning. She had to do a little work and we took off, and it was a beautiful day. It's sunny. It's cool, but not cold. I mean, just like a sweatshirt. And we got out there and walked the garden and all the, you know, all the Missouri Botanical Garden in St. Louis is a really beautiful, beautiful garden. And all the kind of early spring, so the tulips are all out. And, you know, you just start to see all these plants and it just, you know, gets you kind of thinking about, I don't know, not what you want to do and little plants to get and little things like that. And we walked around the Japanese garden and the Climatron and did all that. So that was really fun. And then I was like, well, we need to go to lunch. And so we hopped over to, for those of you in town, Bowood Farms. It's it's like a little plant nursery and store and restaurant. And it's one of Avery's favorites.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cute. Good food.
I don't care either.
Yeah. You've not. Okay. Next time you come, we'll go to the zoo. Then we'll go to the botanical garden. Then we'll go to Bowood. We got to squeeze Ted Drews in there. We got to do all the things.
Yeah, do all the things.
So speaking of Ted Drews, we popped over there real quick on Good Friday evening. We popped over and had some Ted Drews. Y'all, we are going to the bad place. Anyway, so Avery and I had a little lunch, and then we headed over to another little nursery plant place because we got to talking. I have these orchids, these little tiny white orchids that my dad got me. Probably a couple years ago now. Like, I think he probably put them in an Easter little arrangement, you know, like a decoration, but they're potted, you know, they're little orchid plants. So he had them in something and I'd kept them. And then I don't know anything about orchids really. So they lost their little blooms and I was like, oh, are they done or did I kill them? But the leaves were still green. So I just kept them and kind of kept occasionally water anyway, and then they sprouted their new thing, and apparently that's what they do. And they came back, and they bloomed several times now. And I keep them in my bathroom now on the bathtub, kind of because it's all humid. Anyway, but I don't do anything with them. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. But Avery has gotten an orchid, and she had researched, like, the right bar, the stuff to put them in, and like how you're really supposed to do them. And since they keep hanging around and they keep rebloom, they just finished blooming. They just dropped their blooms again. And she's like, that's when you want to repot and trim. And she knew like where to cut the nodes and She knew all the things. So I decided, I was like, well, then let's get the stuff so I can repot these just in a little bit bigger pot and put the fresh stuff in. And she's telling me how you're supposed to water them. And, you know, I didn't know any of it. So so we did that right now when we got home, right before we got on here. We finished up and I decided I think I might be an eccentric orchid growing lady like your dad.
Like my dad, yeah.
Yeah, I think I could be my future.
Okay.
I don't know. Because now I'm like, they're really kind of easy.
So that means when I come up there, I wash my hair there, you're going to have to put an orchid in my head right there.
They're blooming, fine. Guys, you see what I have to deal with? What else? What was it the last week that you were mad that you didn't get to eat when you came to my house? Or artichokes? You got mad because I don't give you an artichoke.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm making a whole list. Mm-hmm. You wait. Next time you come, it's going to be, it's the middle of winter. It don't matter. Zoo, botanical garden, boa farms.
You're right. There won't be as many people.
You better not complain about it. You better not complain about it either. Oh, my word. But anyway, so that's kind of what we've been doing. You know, it's just been sort of a chill little Easter weekend, which was really, really nice. So I loved it. Yeah. What do you got coming up this week? Is it crazy?
Well, so we're back at school. And this is the time when we're coming in after spring break.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And it's like pulling teeth to.
The seniors are done.
Yeah. Seniors are done. Right now, you're still going to get a little work. But after prom, you're done. Mm. I mean, it's just awful after prom.
Now, are you a chaperone at prom because
I am a senior sponsor this year. So, yeah. So,
do you have your dress picked out?
I don't yet. I don't.
Okay. You have to keep us posted because we need to know what you're wearing to prom.
Yeah.
Does Ron go with you or no? Is it just you?
He doesn't want to go with me.
Well, I've thought he would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Oh, I would have made him. I was going to see if he would do a promposal for you, but never mind.
Okay. No, I would have to do the promposal for him.
You'd have to promposal, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And anyway. Then I would be rejected and it would be.
It'd be so sad.
It would be all over social media.
Yes. It'd be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, I'll do prom and then baccalaureate. And I kind of have to do a twofold baccalaureate. So, the sophomores are actually responsible for doing the reception after baccalaureate, which is, you know, cookies and punch. Well, right. Guess who makes the cookies for baccalaureate? Culinary. And so I'll have to do that and be at baccalaureate, and then I'll have to be at graduation.
Right.
And call out the names and, you know, all that good stuff. So,
yep.
It's actually, though, could possibly be my last graduation.
It might
be. Because I can retire in 3 years.
And now you start back.
And I'll be a freshman sponsor.
Next year, you'll be a freshman and you'll follow them all through till seniors.
Yeah, okay. Senior year. Gotcha. So if I retire, I don't know that I will, but if I retire in 3 years, this will be my last senior class to do.
You're retiring in 3 years. I'm telling you now. Because this job is wonderful and it's a blessing and it gives us lots of fun things to talk about, but it's cramping our style.
It is.
We love you, Hardin County High School. I want to play with my friend more.
I actually have a good time with them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a great deal. And it's fun for, when I get to go visit stuff, it's fun.
Yeah. It's a good little gig. Mm-hmm. Teaching, especially with, you can't beat the time. You know, look, I just had a week off for spring break.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm coming back for what, 7 more weeks and then I get summer off.
Yeah.
It's work. Every job is hard. That's why it's called a job.
That's why it's work. Yep.
You know, and that's it. But man, you can't beat the time.
Mm-hmm.
The time off. So, especially if you have kids, it's a great job for a mom.
It is.
It really is. So anyway,
Yes. Okay. So we'll see how graduation goes.
I get my pellet tomorrow.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's pellet time. That's awesome. That's awesome. Excellent. We always want to know.
So I get my energy back. I can feel it like the last 2 weeks. I mean, you just get draggy.
Interesting.
You know? It's
and see, that is one difference about going to the patches, because you don't.
Yeah.
It's a consistent, because you're changing it, but you have to do it. But it doesn't run out the same way. But you know, whatever. Yeah. Any more treatments? Have you had any more? Are you having any more treatments scheduled at your place?
I do. I am gonna have some treatment.
I think I need a
wait. What you want?
I'm scared of it. It's the needle. The needles.
Or the micro needle. Yeah.
I hear it's good.
They also do IPL, which is laser, to get rid of. I think I'm going to have that. I've got, you know, that dark spot.
Yeah.
I'll have that. And it can also get rid of my rosacea.
Okay. See, that's what I need. That's what I want. I want something that's going to just kind of, again, just even out.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one that is.
They've also started this laser. So the laser treatment, you can do the IPL, which will do like your dark spots and your rosacea. They can do it for like your little facial hair.
Oh.
They can also do body sculpting.
Okay. I'm scared of that. That scares me, but it sounds good. It sounds great. I'm not gonna lie.
So anyway, yeah, they've just started all the laser stuff. But, you know, I mean, look, Flourish, they've changed the name to, I've forgotten what it was even. I just have always called it Flourish. But now it's Flourish Transformation Center.
Oh, okay.
And listen, I mean, they have transformed my life. They've transformed Bron's life. He is on the pellet.
Yes.
He is... went and did, they do biomedical hacking where they go in and they look at, they look at all your blood work, and then they take some of your hair and they look at the mineral deficiencies.
Oh, like, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's, it's not, they don't really necessarily get into the DNA where you're talking about the biohacking. It is going deeper than the blood work. Mm-hmm. And it's looking at, okay, so you have some bad blood work. Why is it bad? And it's looking at all your levels, and because like you can have high blood pressure, maybe it's an artery thing, but it could also be that your potassium calcium level is off.
Right.
It could also be, you know, you got too much of this mineral, not enough of this. Mm. And that's actually causing your blood pressure to go up. Mm. So instead of, you know, and there's all these bad reports about statins that are out now, you know, they're coming out, finding out statins are actually not that good for you. Mm-hmm. And so instead of just lowering the symptoms, let's fix what's wrong with your blood pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the best answer.
So they are doing that. Ron found out through his blood work that he does have Hashimoto's, and he has some, he calls it the mother father gene. It's a, because it's a MAFT or something. I've forgotten what it is, but this is also part of what's causing his, where he's sleeping, where he's doing, you know, all these things. So
is that the vitamin B one? Is that the one where the vitamin B doesn't?
It may be, because he now has to take
vitamin methylated.
B. Yeah. And he has to take magnesium, but he cannot have folic acid. And
right,
so,
right.
You know, so he's had to give up bread. Well, this last time, as they were looking at stuff, and I think I talked about this last week, maybe. They
told me
that he needed to cut back on dairy.
Y'all. You told me this on the phone. We were just talking, I think.
Oh, yeah. So we've not talked about this.
I don't think so.
Y'all,
or did we? Because I felt real.
Ron
that man Shanks, and ice cream.
Yes. Ron Shanks' main food group is dairy. And that's it. He loves cheese.
Yeah.
He has an ice cream addiction. And I don't think I told this on here, so I'm going to tell it. When he came in, y'all, I thought he was nearly in tears.
Oh,
like,
bless.
You know, that she told him he was going to have to give up dairy.
Oh.
And I said, did you tell her that you have an ice cream addiction? And he said, I don't have an ice cream addiction.
First step is denial.
I just started laughing. I looked at him. I said, that is the most intervention answer that I have ever heard in my life.
That's an addict right there. Yeah. I don't have one.
Then he looked at me. He said, I can give it up whenever I want. Mm. Like when I'm dead.
As soon as I'm dead, it's gone.
It's gone.
No more ice cream.
More ice cream.
Poor baby.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's really funny and terrible all at the same time.
So Ron has, and I do feel bad for him.
Of course.
But Ron is not like the rest of the world. He has been able to eat whatever he wants, whenever he wants, with no consequences. I mean, the man can go to sleep and lose 10 pounds.
Yeah, it's stupid. No. We hate him.
But
now,
no. You know, so I mean, I can watch him and gain 5 pounds. Just, you know,
like, I just absorbed it through osmosis.
Yes. He can eat a table full of food, and he has never had to deny himself anything.
Right.
Ever.
You're right. Except I know you're going to say, but like the many years that I've known, though, it makes him feel terrible. He can still eat it, but he'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel terrible. And we're like, but because you ate. Do we want to go through?
And so, bless him. So where we have, you know, grown up, I mean, of course, you know, I mean, I was the younger of siblings and, you know, I'm a little girl and they're in high school. So, I mean, there was always a diet going on.
Well, I'm sure in your house, there was always something. Yeah.
Second down tab.
Oh, gosh. Y'all.
You know. So he has never, whatever fad diet was going on.
He's not in tune with that at all.
He had to do any of that. He's never had to deny himself anything ever. And so all of a sudden he comes in, here he is 57 years old, and he can't have bread because all the bread is enriched. I mean, we have to get organic flour. We're having to do all this stuff. You know, pasta, you just, things that you just take for granted.
Yes.
He's having to say no to. And so this is a brand new thing for him.
And on top of the bread and all that, now dairy?
Now dairy, yeah.
And that man and the cheese, tell the cheese story.
Which one?
About the dog, the treat, the...
Oh, yes, I forgot. Yeah. So Shadow is the dog. And after, right before he goes to bed, he gets a treat. We go outside and he walks and... he gets a treat and I come in and I give him a little bit of cheese. He loves cheese. So I have this little slice of cheese and I've, you know, folded it up. I'm breaking it in little pieces for him. And Ron walks in the kitchen and says, I want cheese. I said, you can't have any cheese. The man attacks me and rips the cheese out of my hand and gobbles it up. And I was like, you just ate the dog's treat.
You just ate it.
You took the treat away from the dog.
The precious dog. And you snatched his treat right out of her hand and ate it.
And ate it.
He was desperate. And he was insane out of his mind with craving for the cheese.
The cheese.
You guys.
But he also has, so Mississippi State, you know, is known for they have a whole, you know, their thing is the Eat 'em cheese ball, and they're with their dairy department. And so John Garrett always gets him a cheese ball for like his birthday or Christmas or whatever. And so his birthday was just in January, and it stays, you know, it's rats in wax and all that. So John Garrett got him a Eat 'em cheese ball for his brand. It's huge. I mean, it's a big thing for his birthday that I think John Garrett finally, we had the ice storm, all of that. And so it was like March, and John Garrett finally went and got the cheese ball and brought that. So you open my refrigerator, and here's this giant cheese ball.
Like size of a head cheese ball. Oh, no.
That nobody can eat. You know?
Nobody. Other people can eat it.
I know it. I know.
Just not the, just not one person can't eat it, which means nobody else can be seen eating it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fair. Oh, I mean, it's not funny. And we feel, you know, that is legit rough, but we're going to thoughts and prayers, T's and P's for Ron and his journey.
Bless him. Bless him. Sure. He said, if I can get it into remission, then I can eat it again.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah.
Let him think that. That'll give him a goal to get it.
Keep trying. Because he attacks me in the kitchen.
Took the dog's cheese right out of your hand.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't grab it right out of Shadow's mouth and just.
I know. He might have, you know, if it.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
He would have gotten in a dog fight.
That, I know. You would have been getting out a hose and been like, what is happening? Oh, that's just too, it's not funny. As we say, we understand it's a serious issue and it's a serious condition. We hope that for the best.
It's just blessed. So, I mean, you know, if you'd gone through your life and you're having to deal with this.
Yes.
You know, but he's never,
but I mean, he's not used to this at all. Mm-mm. I mean, none of us like it. It's not like we're amazing at it, but it is a different thing when you've not. Yes. Yeah. That is so funny. Oh, well, you know, something I was looking at. So this past week too, I think I was listening to it. This is a different topic, but it was something that made me giggle. So I listened to lots of different podcasts, and one of my favorite ones is called Crime Weekly. Is that what it's called? I listen to it all the time. You'd think I would know what it's called. Yeah, it's Crime Weekly, and it is, all of a sudden my brain went, what? And it's two people, Stephanie and Derek, and Stephanie does, they're not married or anything. They're just podcast partners. Anyway, and it covers all kinds of, as you would imagine, crime stories, unsolved cases, solved ones, and they'll go really in depth. Like if they do a big thing, they'll do, I mean, it depends on how many episodes it needs. But I mean, I thought, you know, they'll do 5 or 6 or 7 2-hour, you know, week episode series on things. So it's really in depth, which I really like. And it just depends on how much time that thing needs. But anyway, and he's an ex-detective. He was on the police. So he gives that kind of perspective. And I like them. I like how they interact. They're cute. And I like the story. So, but anyway, so I listen to that all the time. And then they also have a little, like every once in a while, they'll have something called Crime Weekly News. And it's just a shorter, like if there's a case that's going on right now or an update or something that's just happened, so they don't have to do some big long form, they'll do like a little 20 or 30 minute episode called Crime Weekly News, just to kind of be more current. Anyway, so I was looking at my podcast, looking at what to listen to last week, as I do. And I was reading to see where I was on their thing and what I hadn't listened to. And this was the description of, it was a Crime Weekly news story. And it just came out that day. And it says, Dayton James Weber, 27, a quadruple amputee and professional cornhole player from Maryland, has been charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of his friend Bradrick Michael Wells on March 22, 2026. Witnesses in the vehicle reported that Weber shot Wells twice in the head during an argument while driving.
Well, he used that one good arm.
No, he's a quadruple.
Quadruple.
It says quadruple amputee and professional cornhole player. So then I read that and I went, what in the world? And then I went, oh, it's April 1st.
Oh.
I went, I was like, it's April Fool's Day. And I've been on the lookout all day because, you know, I'm not even on social media right now. So that was, thank goodness, because that's like every, and I was like, it's April Fool's. I'm like, this is their April Fool's. And I was like, they didn't get me. I'm like, nice try. That's pretty funny. But a quadruple amputee cornhole champion. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I was like, not going to get me. And then I was like, well, let me listen to it just to see what the foolishness they get up to. It was a real story.
Oh my gosh.
Joni, it wasn't a joke.
How? I have so many questions.
I swore this was an April Fool's joke. And then I listened and they were dead serious. And I kept waiting for them to be like, ha ha ha. This is a real story about a thing that really happened. I don't know. Even hearing them talk about it and describe it, I thought they are making this up for real. I don't know, because he's a quadruple. I have questions about how he's driving. No, I don't know. But he shot
a robot arm.
No, he just has a little stumpy. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Stump. That's what it is. It's a stump.
And maybe one of them can kind of below the elbow. You know, I don't know. But because they were saying they literally were showing a video. Because the guy shot him.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, there's this other video.
And they're in the trigger.
I have so many questions that, you guys, the point is, well, they showed like a video of like, here's a video that was on his social media showing him working a Nerf gun really well. And so it was kind of showing like, wow, he can do that. But he's while driving in the car, argument with the person and the quadruple amputee professional cornhole player.
Oh, gosh. Okay. It's just too much. Okay. Y'all, you can't make this stuff up.
You can't. I thought for sure this was an April Fool's, and it was a real story. Oh, so they got me by not getting me. I April Fooled my own self. I could not believe it.
No.
I have questions about the cornhole. I have questions about...
My gosh.
Anyway, I said to share. I'm sorry for that. All that allegedly he had, you know, allegedly, I'll say, he has been arrested. I think it said that. Charged. No, he's been charged. I can say that. Okay. That's what I said. He was charged. But anyway, it was too much for me. So I April Fooled my own self with something that was real.
I'm without words.
I know. I am really more curious about the cornhole situation. I got to be honest. I need to see. I didn't know there were professional cornhole players, which I guess isn't surprising. There'll be professional, but how much do they make? What's the contest like? And then you don't have, but to be that professional and good without like a hand,
I did watch a documentary while I was down.
In the back.
On Benadryl and Aleve, about a man who built his own rocket to send himself into space. He lived for, you know, one or two of the things.
Did it get off the ground?
Yeah.
Did he go up in the air?
Yeah. I don't know what it's on, but the documentary was called Rocket Man. They call him Mad Mike. Oh. And he was from Apple Valley, California.
Oh, no, I was going to guess Florida. Okay.
Yeah, no, California.
Okay.
Apple Valley, California, which is where Guy and Glenda, who used to go to camp, they lived in Apple Valley. Well, now I haven't talked to Guy and Glenda in 30 years.
Yeah.
Now I want to find him and say, tell me about Mad Mike, the rock man.
I have a question about Mad Mike.
Questions.
And do you know any professional cornhole players? I need to know. Are you one, Glenn? I don't know. Guy, Glenda, it's too much for me. But yeah, that was my very happy, non-intentional April Fool's on my own self. So anyway. Well, okay. Do you have anything else? Or are you ready for your recipe?
I can give you the recipe, and it's a long one.
Oh, excellent. Because that's just what we all want to do after cooking for Easter, is we want to have a long recipe. Well,
here's the deal. I know every one of you have some leftover ham.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is ham tetrazzini.
Ooh.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
So you're going to need a pound of pasta, whether you want to do spaghetti. If I'm doing tetrazzini, I like the angel hair or the vermicelli. I like something a lot thinner than spaghetti, but whatever. Whatever you like on that. A pound of pasta. You need 6 tablespoons of butter, and you are going to divide that, and I'll go through all that, but you're going to just get a stick of butter.
Get a stick of butter.
Mm-hmm. 2 cups of your diced ham. You need 8 ounces of white mushrooms, and you're going to quarter those.
Mm-hmm.
1/2 a teaspoon of salt. Sorry, I'm losing my place here. 4 cloves of garlic. You can finely chop them or just stick them through a garlic press, but they need to be pretty fine.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 cup of dry white wine, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 3 cups of chicken broth, an 8-ounce package of cream cheese, and cube that up. Don't just chunk the whole thing in there.
Okay.
A cup of frozen green peas, a cup of shredded white cheddar. You could also use Swiss cheese if you have whatever your preference.
Oh, that might be good.
Yeah. A cup of grated Parmesan cheese, and that's also going to be divided up a little bit. 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper, and you're going to need a little more, so whatever your taste is later.
Okay.
And then 1/2 cup of panko breadcrumbs and two tablespoons of chopped fresh flat leaf parsley. But frankly, that's for garnish. So
okay,
if you don't want to buy all that, you don't have to.
Okay. Good to know.
So preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And in your large pot of water, cook your pasta. But you even want it less than al dente.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to absorb a lot of your liquid once you're putting it in the oven.
It's going to cook again with some stuff that'll finish it off. Okay.
So I would say maybe 2 minutes.
I was going to say with angel hair, like,
yeah, especially
2 minutes. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, and then reserve about 3/4 cup of your pasta water. You're also going to divide that a little bit. So drain your pasta, but save 3/4 cup of the pasta water and just set that over to the side. All right, so then get a large pot and put probably medium heat. I wouldn't do it too high. And melt a tablespoon of your butter and then stir in the ham and saute that until it's, you know, pretty golden and fragrant, maybe, I don't know, 3-5 minutes. Once that's done, you're going to remove that ham and just stick on a plate and set it to the side.
Okay.
In that same pot, heat the other 3 more tablespoons of butter and then add your mushrooms and salt and saute those until your mushrooms start to release that liquid and they'll start to get a little fragrant there too and turn golden. That'll probably take another 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then stir in your garlic. Now remember, garlic cooks fast. You don't even need a minute on that. So just get it, especially since you've got it done so finely, just toss it in there and
give it a stir 30 seconds and you're done.
Yep.
Okay.
Pour in your wine and allow it to cook with the mushrooms and the garlic until that liquid reduces to about 1/2. And I'd probably another 5 minutes on that is what that is. Once you've got it reduced to 1/2, sprinkle in your flour and cook until that flour is slightly toasted.
Mm-hmm.
You're making your roux from this is your culinary term, is your roux.
There you go.
And then slowly, once your flour is toasted in there, start to pour in your broth very slowly, stir it, keep stirring it, and then cook it for another few minutes until that sauce starts to thicken up.
That sounds really good.
Then reduce your heat to medium low. At that point, you are going to gradually add in your cubed up cream cheese and just keep stirring that until it's combined. But make sure that sauce, you do not want it to come to a boil. You just want it to get melted in there.
Okay.
Once that's melted, add back in your ham, your peas, your cheddar cheese or your Swiss cheese, and 3/4 cup of your Parmesan. Get all that stirred up, just combine it, and then add your salt and pepper to your taste, whatever you want. Add back in your pasta, stir that to combine, and then add the pasta water, about 2 tablespoons at a time, but just... You can use up to about 1/2 cup of that.
Okay, so just as needed to kind of...
Just want to loosen up that sauce.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then while that's on, you are going to get you can get a microwave safe bowl and microwave your last 2 tablespoons of butter until it's melted. Stir your breadcrumbs up in that.
Panko.
Your panko, yep. And then... the remaining 1/4 cup of Parmesan.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All that's in your breadcrumbs there, your panko breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then grease you can do a 3-quart or a 9x13 pan baking dish. and then pour that mixture into there. Drizzle the top of that with your last fourth cup of the pasta water. That's going to keep your pasta from drying out as you bake it.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're going to sprinkle it with the breadcrumb mixture.
Okay. And top it with that.
Top it with that. And then bake until your casserole is bubbly. The crumbs are golden brown. It'll take about 20 minutes. And then let it rest for about 5 minutes.
So it gets set up just a teeny bit. So it's not quite so liquidy. Yeah.
And then you can sprinkle it with parsley right before you serve it if you want. There. So that's it. Hand tetrazzini.
Yeah, there's some steps there, but that really, that's all going to come pretty quickly together.
It's not difficult.
How much ham was in there again?
2 cups.
Okay, 2 cups. So that's because, you know, as much as the ham, and our honey baked ham was so good this year. It's good every year. I'm sure yours was good. But like you get tired of sandwiches, you get tired by the end of the week, you're kind of like, you know, or even if it's little pieces of the ham that are on the bone, you know, you can kind of scrape that off, gather up 2 cups, and then have a whole nother different kind of dish. Yeah. Yeah, that's smart because people are kind of like, what? Again?
You're
like,
yes, again.
Yes, you get tired of ham sandwiches. You get tired of, yes.
Yeah, so that's great.
Ham and turkey. They didn't take as much back. I figured my kids would take.
They didn't take the free food?
No. I mean, they took some, but I was like, John Garrett left today while I was at school, and I got home because he's the turkey one.
Right.
And I don't think he took any turkey.
That turkey didn't take any turkey?
No.
He forgot. He meant, you know, you can do the same recipe with the turkey.
You can.
Like you can just throw that turkey in there and it would be with the Swiss.
Yeah. Yes, that would be really good.
And the turkey, yeah. Yeah. So just with whatever leftover turkey or ham that you have, you can just stick that in there. That sounds amazing, actually. Very nice.
It's amazing.
Very well done. Good job. Okay. Are you ready for your top three?
Top three.
I'm ready for my top three.
Give it to us.
So since, you know, we talk about all these holidays and that I've said I'm buying more stuff than I'm cooking because I don't want to give up my whole holiday.
Yes.
So I will tell you that from Honey Baked Ham, I got their carrot cake and it was outstanding.
I bet it was.
It was outstanding.
I bet it was good. And carrot cake is trouble to make. Nobody wants to make that.
No, no.
I bet it was good.
The carrot cake. I sure did.
Okay.
My next one is Hearth and Homestead. Hang on. I just lost it. It's Hearth and Homestead. And it is a homemade, just a little farm place. You can get it on the Amazon though. But it's whipped beef tallow for your skin, for your face.
Okay. Tell me everything.
I am loving it so far. But I mean, because I've read a lot that with all these lotions and stuff, your body, all the synthetic stuff, your body doesn't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Beef tallow, it knows what to do with it. It's the same fat. It also has some, this has.
Are you calling me a cow?
Honey. Yeah. Moo. It has some honey in it and it has some lavender oil in it. And it's all for my calming of the rosacea stuff.
Okay. Okay.
I'm loving it so far.
Good.
Now, I don't do it during the day because it is thick.
It's greasy.
I
mean, it's tallow. It's a nighttime. You're going to put that on at night.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, it's, you know, just a little farm family here. You do have to be careful. You know, the beef tallow lotions are taking off, but you've got to be careful because as they're taking off, these big companies are seeing it, manufacturing it, they're putting bleach in it to make it white.
Oh, they're right, because it's beef tallow, so it should kind of,
a little yellowy. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're putting in all these chemicals to do stuff, you know, of course, industry.
Of course, yeah.
But find you some little homeschool farm family that has started this kind of thing and buy from them. So,
okay, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then my last one is Blue Owl Pools. They are a pool company in Savannah, and right now they are draining all the crap out of my pool.
The frog pond, they're draining your frog pond.
It is draining out.
Oh, yay.
Tomorrow they're coming in and putting in the liner, and getting my pool, but they've been very personable.
Nice.
You know, I just really, really have been impressed with them so far.
Nice.
If you're anywhere around Savannah, I think they even do like Nashville, and
they probably travel. Yeah. Yeah.
In Florida. They've got one in Florida too. Oh. So, anyway, but Blue Owl Pools.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you found somebody. It seems like they're doing a good job. So, cause I know that can be hard. That can be tricky. Yeah, so
pool people are, you know, I mean, we just have, they just get to you when they get to you and you don't know when they're going to show, but this guy's been in constant contact with us. Of,
nice.
Hey, it's going to be this, or he may call us back and say, hey, this didn't come in. So we're going to be.
Yeah. Communication. Or, we all understand, you know, stuff happens, but to communicate is important. Yeah.
Yes, it is. So he's been very, very good with communication. I've been very, very pleased with him because I don't mind. I mean, if it's going to take him a month to get to me, that's fine. But tell me it's going to be a month.
Right. And that's why you contacted them in March because you're aware that, like we've got to get the process going. So yeah.
But, you know, I mean, even whatever, if I called in May and he said it's going to be the middle of June before we'll ever show up. Great. But at least I have a time frame.
Right.
You know, instead of just, you know, being out there. I don't know when they're showing up.
Yeah. You never know.
I don't know whether I can plan something or when I can, you know.
Yeah.
So So I've been very pleased with his communication.
Good. Yep. Excellent. That's worth its weight in gold for sure. So excellent. Well, I think that's all we have for this week, guys. Hope you learned a few things. I don't know. I can't remember what we talked about. So hope you learned not to be fooled by the crime that can happen. Because
the quadruple
cornhole champion
murderer.
Don't underestimate those amputees, man. You don't know what they could do. You do not know. Let that be a warning. Oh boy. Anyway, so until next week, when we will be back with hopefully more just sort of updates on what's going on, maybe some new information that we, you know, get and some new
malarkey and shenanigans.
Some new malarkey and some new shenanigans. But you know, I hope you guys have enjoyed. I hope you have a great, great week wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And until then, goodbye, pellet.
See you, patch.
I need to put my new patch on. I was supposed to do it yesterday and I forgot. That is the downside of the patch.
Hurry, get that thing on.
Hey, how dare you? I'm a delight. Ooh. I'm a delight.
You are delightful.
Thank you.